Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 7:16. Now, yesterday was just perfect. Got to be about 70 degrees, 71, sunshine, nice wind. And today's going to be really nice, too. Kind of breezy with highs of 63, clear skies, nothing but sunshine. Same thing tomorrow. And then the rain chances increase 20% on Thursday, 40% on Friday. Saturday, as it stands now, looking like a washout. A 90% chance for showers, then it clears out on Sunday, a little bit cooler with highs of 67. Peter Scharf joins us now. He is our frequent guest. He's an adjunct professor and criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Tommy.
How you?
What a last wild couple of days, huh?
I'm telling you. Happy New Year, first of all. We hadn't spoken to you.
Thank you. I know. I'm so glad to be back with you.
I know we didn't invite you on for this, but I saw the story about the 3NG gang as it relates to violence in the city, Central City specifically. Can you go into that a little bit, the 3NG?
Sure.
And what they're involved with and what they're all about. And I think it also goes to organized crime, right? The degree of organization there is as it relates to violent crime in the city.
Well, I wish they were a little more organized. You know, these are local gangs. They're often run by young people without a lot of management experience. And they get into these. They have very tough rules on snitching. Snitching is a capital offense. So you have the Claiborne shootings 2 years ago, and they still haven't solved it, you know, and these groups are very insular. They're very lethal. They're into the dope game. Anybody crosses them on the dope team, and they get shot. You know, what's interesting about that last shooting, the death of the 45-year-old gentleman, was, you know, same spot, basically, where Telly Hankton shot a guy 17 times. Mm-hmm. So these blocks and neighborhoods have histories. And the, you know, the experience of the city in the last few days, we don't know until the investigators do their thing, but are these, you know, you say, well, it's poverty, it's education, it's all that. No, it may be groups like 3NG with other groups who are beefing. Somebody crossed somebody, and you have a drug war going on. So what part of the murder problem in New Orleans is really a local gang-like group? I'm not sure. They're gangs. They don't have a lot of the characteristics we associate with F Troop or some of the gangs in California. But, they're tight groups, and they're lethal. And they can a small number of groups can cause a lot of havoc, which is probably what's going on right now.
In terms of that shooting 2 years ago on Claiborne, as you're talking about that in gangs and loosely organized, I was thinking about the mob in New York back in the day. And I'm just wondering, is it possible that the people that committed those shootings are dead? That the gang, whoever it was that ordered them to make sure that nobody came forward, that they're gone?
You know, and that's possible. You know, we really don't know. But that raises an issue also, methodology issue of how accurate is our account, both of shootings and even murders. And this is gangland kind of stuff. Somebody, except that this group was so punitive towards anybody who speaks out, this case should have been solved. But I think fear is the motivator to keep this underground. And, you know, Pat Murphy, the former commissioner of New York, had a line, give the drug trade back to the mafia and it will reduce murder. And there's a certain truth to it. You know, these small groups, they're disorganized, they beef with each other. And in some ways, the more organized, centralized drug distribution systems may have had less collateral gems.
Well, we're going to take a break and come back. Somebody texted in. I don't know if it's tongue-in-cheek or not. Free Telly Hankton, he kept order among the thugs. We'll pick it up there when we come back. And the other thing, Peter, is as it relates to Central City gang violence, do they distinguish between civilians and their targets? 721 more when we return. Traffic now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Peter Scharf, whom we speak with frequently about crime in the city because it never goes away, and sometimes it spikes and is worse than others. Peter, an adjunct professor, criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health. We're on the topic of gangs. Federal government yesterday, in case you didn't know, U.S. Attorney's Office unsealed a gun charge against a suspected member of the 3NG gang, and that was days after an associate was killed. So, Peter, getting back to organizing disorganization, somebody jokingly said, I guess, tongue-in-cheek, free Telly Hankton, but has it gotten worse since Telly Hankton's been put in jail?
Well,
look, you murder somebody, yes. You got to go to jail. Yeah. I understand that, but
I sat in on Telly's trial, and there was a gentleman who testified against him, was shot 17 times, I think, right by that daiquiri shop, and I've never seen more fear. Bob Glass was a lawyer, examining this witness, and, you know, the amount of terror that he imposed. So I went with Nancy Parker, for it was wonderful, and we went to Central City, and we asked people about Telly Hankton, and nobody would talk to us, mm-hmm. which was really rare. And there was a chilling.
Wait, what do you
effect.
Mean was really rare?
Well, usually people talk to us, people, you know, you and I and Nancy, about anything.
God bless
and
her.
They
yeah.
just froze up. You know, nobody, you know, denial and
but
fear.
Let me take the conversation down this road. Can you blame them, really? Because you would have to go into the witness protection program almost, would you not, to not face retaliation?
Yeah, and who wants to move to Boise, Idaho, you know, get new kids and a new wife? And
wait, a wife?
You know, a new wife and a new kid.
You got a new wife?
You know, well, no. Oh. But that's one of the things they joke about.
Because I may move. I
you know,
get
the
you.
Witness program. Yeah. So, you know, no one wants to do it. In fact, few people want to move across town. But the reality is that these groups will get you if you cross their lines. So
in terms of conundrum, here's the thing. If you don't testify against the people, they can't get convictions. If you do testify, chances are you're going to get clipped. So does this ever end? This seems like a cycle that goes on and on and on, Peter.
Well, in the 40s, Thomas Dewey, who actually ran for president against Truman, he would have disguised people giving testimony in court. And that's how severe it was then. So people have tried a variety of things, and the witness protection programs, witness support programs tend to be relatively ineffective with these types of crimes mm-hmm. And these types of groups. But, how do you get convictions? The other thing is you have digital evidence now, and you have blood evidence, mm-hmm. so you have dope evidence. So some of the prosecutors, you know, they give up on human witnesses and say, we'll go with the best physical evidence we can get.
In terms of civilians, if you want to call them that, Central City, et cetera, do these gangs, are they discretionary enough to avoid the civilians and stick to their business enemies, et cetera?
Well, and this, you know, the incident on Washington Street at the bar, you know, and I know the Canal Street shooting, that was New Iberia's problem, not ours.
Right.
That's a joke. But the, they shoot through people. And also the Mother's Day Massacre, in 2013. If they want to get the person, they go through a group. You know, there was also a second line shooting where a young child was killed.
And by through a group, you mean they don't care about collateral damage at all.
I want to get the guy on the they want to get the guy on the other end, the other side of the group.
No matter what. We're going to take a break for news. We'll pick it up right here. Peter Scharf's our guest. We're talking about inner city violence. We're also going to talk about nonviolent crimes, too. These vehicle break-ins are just getting ridiculous. And I don't know how you stop them. Out in New Orleans East, vehicles got broken into while people were in church. They had a security guard out in the parking lot, as well as video surveillance. Time for WWL First News now. For that, we'll go to Dave Cohen. 7:46, 14 before 8. You are about 13 minutes away from our first code word of the day with the $1,000 New Year, New Money Nationwide Cash Contest here on WWL. $1,000 to be given away every hour from 7:59 to 4 o'clock in the New Year, New Money Contest. All you have to do is listen for the code word, then we will tell you the number to call. I'll tell you, not call, beg your pardon, text. You text the code word to 72881. When you hear it, you'll have a chance to win $1,000 an hour from 8 until 4, $9,000 every weekday up for grabs in Entercom's National Cash Contest. So listen to win. New year, new money right here on WWL. Talking to our old friend, Dr. Peter Scharf. That's not an age, Peter. That means we've been talking to you for a long time. Adjunct professor at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health. Let's move on to nonviolent crime, if we will. You know, the latest we're hearing, and by far not the only one, but the latest about out New Orleans East, people that were in church at Mary Queen of Vietnam Catholic Church. Six cars, burglarized because I guess they know that the people are not going to be coming out unless they sneak out early. 11 vehicles broken into during Mass on New Year's Day. And what struck me about this, Peter, is that this either is spreading or we're just hearing about it more because it doesn't seem like it differentiates, or they do, between uptown, downtown, Lakeview, Mid-City, what have you, and now New Orleans East.
Yeah, and the statistics show that our auto burglaries and car thefts are, you know, roughly double the rest of the country. And now, of course, our violent crime indices are five times the rest of the country. But the the rates are rising, and you know, and this is, I think, one of the issues for NLPD to think about. You know, when you target violent crime, you know, could you cannibalize resources from other types of crime involvement? The other thing is, you know, the whole question of staffing. Do we have enough officers to aggressively patrol to try and prevent these types of offenses? And the third thing I think we have to really have a hard look at is the status of juveniles. You know, that many, not all, of these offenses are committed by juveniles who ought to be in school or somewhere else. You know, how are they being supervised? What kind of prevention programs are in place? What kind of release centers are available? And
let me jump in, Peter, because I know people are driving around thinking, as I am sitting here, that you can't tell me, or at least I find it hard to believe, that kids that would, and I got to believe it's in a boosted car if they're in an Audi or an Infiniti, those are two of the vehicles that they were in on the video I've seen, they steal a car, then they hop out and they start breaking in the windows. I find it hard to believe that a place to play basketball or learn how to weld or whatever is going to make them not do this. Is that accurate?
Well, you know, the research suggests that, you know, that this whole thing of the adolescent brain, and this is something that, you know, we study at LSU, and there's, you know, adolescents are impulsive. They don't think about consequences. They have immature moral values, which is my psychological specialty that I study. And you know, kids will, you asked a question the other day, which is a really good one, will kids grow out of this, those patterns? And the answer is yes, but they can do a heck of a lot of damage while they're growing out of it. So we need much better systems to supervise these kids, keep them accountable, and we obviously have not found that formula yet. But it's, you know, it's, you know, and again, you know, you know, this question of, you know, we're down in murders, we're slightly up in shootings, we're up way up, 30% up in property crimes. You know, how, what's the report card really look like for the city in terms of crime control? And it's a very mixed record right now, and we got to get better at
Peter,
the kinds of offenses you're describing.
We're going to pick it up here when we come back because we got a contest we got to get to. But it seems to me what you just said is a high-tech way of saying what our parents always told us. If you fall into the wrong crowd, you're going to go down the wrong road, and then you're going to ruin your life forever, pretty much.
Well, you know, you can be a crazy kid and, you know, have all the characteristics of, you know, what we call the adolescent brain.
I want to drill down on that.
Once you get in the system, it's kind of over.
All right, we got to pick it up there when we come back. When you come back and join us, Dr. Peter Scharf, our guest, adjunct professor at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health. And I want to talk more about his specialty in the immature juvenile mind as it relates to moral values. 752, 8 before 8. Code word coming up right now. Time for traffic on WWL. 7:57, Tommy Tucker talking to Peter Scharf. I'm going to punt here. Woman, I think it was, shot in the arm, they're saying, at about what time this morning? 7 a.m., 100 block of Bourbon. You see, now that's the kind of thing there where I think people wonder, well, wait a minute, that's not a bad time to be out. It's not like you're talking about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. Are people safe walking around 7 o'clock in the morning in Orleans Parish or around that area? 100 block of Canal, I think, is the first. 100 block of Bourbon. What street was it? 100 block of Bourbon, and that's got to be in the first block off of Canal, right?
Right.
So
and that's sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, that's, you know, 100 feet from where the mass shooting occurred with the 12 people shot. So, you know, that's right by the McDonald's. That area has its, that block and that part of that block has its history. There's no question.
Well, thank you, Peter. I appreciate your time. We got to get to the contest, and we'll talk to you again. I really want to talk to you about that, your area of study, the immature moral values, and how maybe, you know, the physiology of this, the actual functioning of the brain has something to do with this, and how do you stop it? Somebody texted in, there were also vehicle break-ins at City Park when people were playing golf, and these people, I guess, are thinking it out where, well, they're going to be in a golf course for 4 days.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.